It's November 27th, 2006. My name's Daniel. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. That song right there was called My Own Son. It's by a band from France called Darkle. Darkle is really just half of the band Air. Air is, of course, a duo, so half the band is, you know, half the goodness of Air. And I'd have to say, maybe he's pulling a little bit more than his own weight in the band Air, because his own stuff, Darkle's own stuff, pretty good. It's rivaling Air. I will say it's not quite as good as Air. I think Air is slightly better. But it's really good, and you know, it doesn't sound, it's not like half as good as Air. It's like at least three quarters, maybe even more. Anyway, so that was My Own Son. It's from Darkle's debut album, which you can pick up in iTunes or in Amazon or at your local music retailer, I'm sure. This show marks a little bit of a change for The Sounds in My Head in terms of the way I'm going to be linking to things. I'm going to continue to link to iTunes and Amazon because I feel like, well, pretty much everything's in iTunes. It's the most convenient. Whatever. But I'm also going to link to eMusic from now on. You guys familiar with eMusic? You probably are, because they hand out little postcards and stuff at like every concert and things. Anyway, eMusic, I used to be a member of it because They Might Be Giants had a program with them called TMBG Unlimited, where you could sign up and pay an annual fee or something, and you got a bunch of exclusive music every month from They Might Be Giants, which I thought was great. and I was a member. But when They Might Be Giants stopped doing that, I kind of lost interest. And back then, e-music wasn't as good because tracks were encoded, kind of crappy sounding. They weren't AAC, so they were like 128 MP3s and they sounded like crap and their selection was pretty bad and, you know, whatever, who cares about it? But they've changed, they've turned around, and I've known that they were better for a while, but I never really looked into it because I've always been so kind of like big into the iTunes. I thought, you know, whatever, I don't need to branch out. But I was looking at a site that I like a lot called Candied Pop. I hope you check it out. Look for links on the Sounds of My Head website. Candied Pop, and they had a link to something. They were like, you know, check it out. You can get it through e-music. And I was like, e-music, huh? Let me take a look at this again. So I went and looked at it, and it's pretty great. It's like an amazing, amazing deal. Let me break it down for you. And mind you, I'm not being paid by e-music. I'm sharing a little hint for you here. This is some good value. All right, check this out. I paid upfront for a year for 90 tracks a month. 90 songs a month I can download. $16. That's right, 16 big dollars every month. That's like buying 16 songs in iTunes or 90 in eMusic. And eMusic, their selection isn't nearly as good as iTunes, I admit that, but it's pretty good. It's like, it's a, you know, they have a lot of stuff. So from now on, I'm gonna be linking to iTunes, Amazon, and eMusic. I highly encourage all of you music lovers to sign up for eMusic, even if you only get the $10 a month plan, which is a measly like 30 or 40 tracks a month or something. That's all. So it's like 30 cents a track instead of a dollar. And here, oh, I forgot the best part. The best part, they're MP3s. There's no digital rights management crap on them. And they're higher quality. They're like, you know, variable bitrate, pretty high quality. So eMusic, it's the wave of the future, man. Sign on. I know I did. Man, that's the longest plug I've ever done for any particular product, I think. But I think it's a good deal, so I'm standing by that their long plug. Speaking of that long plug, the next band, Plastic Operator, you can find this EP in eMusic. That's right, you can make this one of your free 50 downloads. When you sign up, you get free 50 downloads. This song is a song called Folder. It's by a band from the UK called Plastic Operator. They're just based in the UK. They're actually, one of the guys is from Belgium, the other one's from Montreal, I think, but they live in the UK, and they're excellent. And here, you know, here's a great thing. I learned of Plastic Operator because they invited themselves to be a friend for MySpace. MySpace.com, bringing bands and podcasters together, clearly. So check it out. I like this song a lot. It reminds me tremendously of Erland Oy, which you can't go wrong when something sounds like Erland Oy. So check it out. Plastic Operator, right now on the Sounds of My Head. I'm not going to talk anymore here for a while.
That's why I copy and paste into your folder. Folder with your name, it'd be more than I can take. If I just told you what I feel. That's why I copy and paste into your folder. Folder with your name, it'd be more than I can take. If I just told you what I feel. That's why I copy and paste. Told you what I feel, that's why I copy and paste.
just told you, if I just told you, if I just told you.
Have been on a high these last 10 days, and it can't be the meth because that's a gay evangelical drug.
I don't like it.
Thank you. in the burning sun. All kinds of money and too much fun. I've been running around Wandsworth town in a circle game. Double fists and a single shame. Oh, I am lost and lonely in the arms of London. And she cries.
There was Austin's very own Voxtrot, a band I seem to play all the time, don't I? They've only put out 3 EPs, but every time they put out an EP, I feel like I should play something from it, and they've done that again. So their new EP is called Your Biggest Fan. That track was called Trouble. Voxtrot, a favorite up-and-coming band of mine, so if you like that song, pick up the rest of it, they too, in e-music. Just saying. Before that was a band from France called The Envelopes, originally from Sweden, I believe, but they relocated, now they're based in France, and they're a great little kind of indie rock pop band. I've played them before. I played a song a long time ago called It's the Law, but that song called I Don't Like It is also from the same album called Demon. When I played it originally, I got it off of a single track release in iTunes, but now their album Demon is more widely available. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, another song from Darkle. The first song I played is pretty fast. There's a few fast songs on the album, but most of them are a little bit slower, and so I thought I'd play a song more representative of the slower. This one, too, is a 5-star track, if you ask me. It's called How Brave Are You? Darkle, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Come.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sex Laws by Beck and Trouble by Coldplay, both covered by Old School Freight Train, available in eMusic. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, befriend me in MySpace. It's simple, myspace.com/ the initials for The Sounds in My Head, TSIMH. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.